In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, last night, in case you missed it, the debut episode of Hard Knocks on HBO inside the NFC East. I watched it. Did not watch it live. I recorded it and watched it probably from about 9:45-ish to about 10:45-ish, so I was a little bit late getting to the Caps last night in Los Angeles, but I did watch the whole episode. It was okay. It was okay. It's all right. I've never been, like, blown away by HBO's Hard Knocks. I think the thing that has kind of ruined it for me over the years, quite honestly, is the proliferation of behind-the-scenes footage. You know, every team now has their own department. Every team has, ironically, what the Redskins tried to do way in advance. Under Larry Michael and with several of my former colleagues, and friends, some of whom got caught up in, you know, in some of that stuff, like not that they did anything wrong, but were victims of that stuff, you know, where they had their own television and video production unit. And they were trying to capture unique footage and unique proprietary video. That's essentially what HBO's Hard Knocks started doing. But they would go through training camp and they would focus on one team. And there were more stories that could be told to a national audience, and you'd fall in love with fill-in-the-blank player that was featured, you know, a fourth, fifth-round guy, or maybe even an undrafted guy, a try-hard guy that either made the roster. I remember one year with the Lions, I think it was Anzalone, if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, and a couple of years ago with the Bills, Buffalo Joe, who made the roster, was from Buffalo, right, and became kind of a cult hero, if you will. There's always good stuff like that. But by and large, I think the proliferation of teams doing their own video stuff and their own proprietary content has kind of, I don't know, diffused the specialness, if you will, of Hard Knocks over the years. For me, I'm not saying that's for everybody. I know people love it, and I know people can't get away with it. But we mentioned the Tavita Pritchard thing yesterday. HBO or the NFL put out like a 2.5-minute video clip on it. The show edited it down to like 20 seconds, right? Because they're trying to focus in this particular part of the series, not on one team. They're trying to focus on four teams. And they went right up until and through the Monday nighter for the Giants in New England. Now, they didn't focus on that a lot. That was at the very end. But they're trying to cover everything. They're trying to cover two Cowboys games. They're trying to cover two Eagles games, one against the Cowboys, so... but two stories or two fallouts, if you will. They're trying to cover the Giants, the Commanders-Broncos Sunday nighter, the build-up to the Commanders, Broncos. You know, they're trying to do all of that and tell some stories and whatnot. So it was fine. Things I liked, okay, were they went along for a ride, presumably from his house, Dan Quinn, in the morning. I guess it was, you know, early morning. That's what it looked like. Maybe it was on the way home from the facility. I'm not sure, one way or the other, where Dan Quinn's driving and he's just talking and he's just, you know, I always like stuff like that, right? There was an interaction with Adam Peters on the practice field about getting guys back and how jacked up he was, they were for that. I think the most interesting thing that I took, sorry, was one comment in the post-game locker room after Denver on Sunday night, where Dan Quinn said, "We lost, but we are not lost." And I think that was an important thing to say and note to strike, because I think that's how a lot of people felt, and I wish I had the foresight to say that on Monday. They lost, but it did not feel like you lost. It did not feel like it was a rudderless ship. And I did make that comparison to the Giants yesterday, whereas the Commanders are losing, and they stink, and they're terrible, and it's a bad year, and there's no other way you can color that. But there's the Commanders losing, which is how a lot of other teams used to lose, just because bad breaks, bad luck, bad year, bad this, bad that, and it's just the way it works sometimes. And then there was lost at sea, right? Or just a complete clown show. And that's what the Giants are.
Are you trying to rage bait me?
That's not what the Commanders are.
Are you trying to rage bait me?
AMAC, I am not trying to bait you at all. Certainly not trying to bait you in that way. Not at all.
You think that we're a clown show compared to the Commanders?
Yes. I said that all day yesterday. You don't agree with that sentiment?
I mean, I don't. I guess it all it depends on what you think a clown show is. I mean, I just think before that Patriots game, all of our games have been competitive. We weren't getting belt to you know what.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
No. And I understand that. And that's a good point. You're right. They have been competitive in a lot of these games. The Denver loss, heartbreaking. The Detroit loss, heartbreaking. You are absolutely correct. And in some ways, the Commanders were getting absolutely destroyed, right? They lost four games in a row by 20-plus points. The difference that I would say is this. You know, never mind the head coach getting fired, the defensive coordinator getting fired, all of the screw-ups that the Giants general manager Joe Shane had made with Saquon Barkley, Xavier McKinney, so on and so forth, Daniel Jones, blah, 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 all of that, right? But what I felt like happened on Monday night was there's losing, and there's losing to a better team, but then there's a certain clown show loss and feeling that it's worse than losing. and just losing. It's not the same as just losing. And what I meant by that was you had the field goal mishap. You had Jackson Dart getting blasted 5 seconds into the game and then getting absolutely destroyed along the sideline and then going, guys, I don't know what you're talking about. It's just one play. No big deal here. Nothing to see here. Then you had what happened? Abdul Carter getting benched again for a second time in three games. Yeah. Then you had the Kafka press conference. Guys, it was just my decision. 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 With no context, no explanation. Then you had the whole Joe Shane, hey, I'm going to be back. I'm running the coaching search. So I tried to tell you yesterday, and we should point out, sometimes you have other things to do. So maybe you're not dialed into every word that I'm saying.
No, I heard
But we talked about it afterwards, right? Joe Shane was said to be in charge of running the coaching search after Brian Daboll was fired. Mm-hmm. And everybody took that, and I believe others like Adam Schefter and whatnot reported that Joe Shane is staying as general manager.
Yeah.
But I said I've seen that type of announcement, that type of declaration 10 times at least over many, many years. And all of a sudden, the nothing changes. It only gets worse. It only becomes more of an eyesore. And the ownership rightfully says, I can't go through this again. I'm going to pull the plug and I'm going to pull the blanket from underneath. And then the general manager in this case, Joe Shane, is gone and he's not running anything. So I think that's what's going to happen in New York, because what happened Monday night and what has happened a couple of times along the way, the Abdul Carter situation, the Denver loss, the even Detroit loss, whatever, where, you know, the missed field goal, the Jackson Dart situation, where it doesn't feel like, oh, just a loss, just a bad luck loss, just a great spirited effort loss, and you just came up short loss. It feels like it's a clown show. It feels like it's a rudderless ship. It feels very dysfunctional, right? And that's what I think is going to happen with Joe Shane. And I'm not saying you're defending Joe Shane or you're advocating for Joe Shane. I think people just assumed Joe Shane was going to stay because they said he was going to stay and run the coaching search. Well, that can change, is my point. And losses like Monday night can change things in a hurry. Losses like Sunday night for the Commanders don't change anything. As a matter of fact, it may solidify, it may re-solidify Dan Quinn and Adam Peters in Josh Harris's mind. And in the fan base's mind. And in the media's mind. It may re-solidify. So there's losses. And then there's losses, and there's really bad-looking losses. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll get to the calls. Vinny in San Antonio, I see you. I get to you right away. I know what you want to talk about, but I haven't gotten there yet. We will do so. Lap in D.C. as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Stay with us.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.